Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Let me just talk about the fruit of generosity. And I think it's kind of in contrast to what the world would tell you the fruit is. So, the first that I think is the world tells us that money will give you security. And what generosity does is it gives you confidence, which is a really different thing. Is you start to trust God, you start to see that God will deliver. And confidence, there's no amount of money that's going to provide security from the things that are going to happen in life.
Well, there are plenty of people and stories of people who've been multimillionaires who died with a scarcity mentality,
right.
just a little bit more. And you got to go back and hear our first conversation about the half truth, full truth, because what you had to say, Brad, was, I mean, I was thinking about it hours later, but just to give context, you were talking about really a heresy, if I remember right, is when you make a half truth, a whole truth.
Right.
So in that context, making a half truth, a whole truth, the world has said money brings security. You said that's partially true, but it's not the whole truth. And so go from there and start to talk more about the whole truth.
Right. So one of the whole truths and one of the benefits of generosity is confidence. Who doesn't want to feel confident about their money? You know, what a great in their relationships with the resources God's blessed with them. The second one is, you know, if you have enough money, you'll be independent, financial independence. And what we really want is to be connected. And interestingly enough, money, without a healthy relationship with money actually, and there's all kinds of research out there. There's been a bunch of stories the last few weeks about this. If you add money to the equation, oftentimes what it does is it ruins community, ruins connections. So if you don't have a healthy relationship with money, instead you may become independent and miss out on community and connection. And again, who doesn't want to be part of community and connected? The next one that's really big, if I had more, I'd be happy. And the reality of what generosity does, it builds a sense of contentment.
Mm. Wow. So I'm thinking, so you said confidence, community, and contentment.
And one more, that you actually are able to live in your calling. How many people make their decisions about what they're going to do, how they're going to serve, what their vocation is, based on how much money it makes instead of what they're called, what God has made them and called them to be?
And if you're doing it all about how much money it makes, you really position yourself to sell out, to compromise, to change the rules a little bit, because it becomes about money and not about calling.
When my son was about 10 years old, just a quick story, we were standing in the front yard and the garbage truck came by, and he was at that stage of asking a bunch of questions about, and he wanted to know how much a garbage hauler made. And, you know, as a dad, I'm thinking, you know, you want to shoot a little higher, you know, at this stage. But and as we started to talk about it, his mindset was so different than mine at that point, because his mindset was, well, that's an awful job. They must actually make a lot of money. And could I actually do that? Could I, and to make, and so it was this really interesting backwards conversation that I thought we were talking about one thing, and he thought we were talking about something else. And the reality is we all think about that, is how does my vocation and money and resources and all that fit together? And I think as we start to be generous and we start to see God as abundant, what we start to see is if we pick our calling and where we have passion, what it turns out is you actually usually are more successful anyway.
Yeah. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.